Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
Okay, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Once again, you're going to get an option, but instead of giving you a vague idea of what the article's about, I'm going to give you the source. And you can pick from the source.
Okay.
Yes. I like the style. I don't know why, but I like it. And I think it's because it's more random.
Yeah.
So first up, we have Live Live Science, which we never know.
Oh.
We will never look it up. We will never know. Popular Mechanics, mm-hmm. Bio RxIV,
huh.
BBC, Daily Mail, ARS Technica, The Register.
I'm fishing for something, so I'm going to go BBC.
Okay. Oh, and you are not getting what you're expecting here.
Damn it.
So, article on the BBC from September 22, 2025, written by Kelly Ng. I never know how to say that. It's a Vietnamese last name and it has no vowels. So, Ng, I don't know. Article title, Mooney's church leader arrested over gifts to ex-South Korean first lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not what I was looking for. But
yeah, I didn't think you would pick this, so it was kind of a trick in there. Actually, you probably would have picked it if I described it, because I would have said an update on a cult. So, South Korea has arrested the leader of the controversial Unification Church over allegations the organization bribed South Korea's former first lady in exchange for business and political favors. Han Hak-ja's church is accused of giving Kim Kyon-hee, the wife of ousted President Yoon Suk-yeol, two Chanel bags and a diamond necklace together worth 80 million won or $60,000 American.
Okay, that's not that much. Well, it is, but
for two sounded bags and a necklace.
South Korean. Yeah.
Han, the 82-year-old widow of the church's founder, Sun Myung-moon, has repeatedly denied the allegations, calling them false. The church said Tuesday it would faithfully engage with authorities and, quote, do its best to use this as an occasion to restore trust in our church, end quote. It also apologized for, quote, causing concern to the people, end quote. Prosecutors had sought an arrest warrant for Han on four charges, including improper solicitation and graft and occupational embezzlement. Huh. I've never heard those terms before.
Neither have I.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We'll keep going. Okay. In court on Monday, Han rejected the charges, insisting that she has neither interest in nor knowledge about politics. Her lawyer argued against the arrest, citing her age and worsening health. I like that. So she's friends with the first lady and she's arguing, oh, I'm not political. I just give my friends good stuff.
Yeah, that's a good argument,
though. That is a good argument. I'm just an idiot who inherited this church worth billions.
Yeah, like I just give nice gifts.
Han is also accused of colluding with former church official surnamed Yun to offer 100 million won in bribes to conservative lawmaker Kwon Sung-dong ahead of the 2022 presidential election in exchange for favors for the church in the event that Yun won. Sorry. I thought this was the last name. It's not. It's Yoon won the election. Not won.
Okay.
No, Korean's
it's
a fun
It's all very
language.
Confusing.
Yes. Kwon, once seen as a close confidant of Yoon, was arrested last Wednesday. He denied accepting bribes. And I honestly think this is unfortunate why we don't know more about, like, Asian history and, like, famous stories is because we get confused by the characters because their names are not something we're expecting.
Yeah, no,
it's not
I
like Chris gave Jeff.
Yeah,
it's Kwon was a close confidant of Yoon,
which is like the same equivalent in Korean.
Probably. There's a billion Kims and Wons over there, so those are kind of equivalents. But whatever. So Kwon, once seen as a close confidant of Yoon, was arrested last Wednesday. He denies accepting bribes. Unification Church had pinned the blame for both sets of allegations involving Kim and Kwon on the former church official, saying he acted alone in offering those gifts. The official has since been arrested. Kim, the former first lady, was indicted last month on various charges, including bribery and stock manipulation, which she denies. Her trial started this week. Her arrest marked the first time that both a former president and former first lady had been jailed in South Korea. Yoon was detained in January and is facing a separate trial over a failed martial law attempt last year that plunged the country into chaos and led to his impeachment. Which, by the way, if you're not up to date on Korean politics, They had a wild 2024. Basically, they had a guy who kind of tried to pull a Trump, but the people rebelled against it, and he ended up in prison.
That sounds vaguely familiar, but I'm just so exhausted from everything that's been going on.
There's enough politically in English to focus on.
But that does sound very familiar, actually, now that you're saying that.
Yeah, yes. He declared martial law, and everybody's like, no, that's stupid. We're going to protest. And then he's like, Kate, I just pretended. I didn't actually mean to do that. And then he got arrested.
No, I do know this one. Yes.
The Unification Church, known informally as the Family Federation for World Peace and Unification, was founded in South Korea in the 1950s by Moon Sung-myung, who proclaimed himself the Messiah. The church is best known for holding mass weddings involving thousands of couples. We kind of know this. Please go listen to an episode. I can't remember if it's their own episode or if it had to do with the Japanese history.
No, I don't think we did a full episode on it, because right now I'm going, this sounds familiar, I should know it, but I don't think we actually did an episode on
it. Well, the reason we did the episode...
We do have something.
I think the whole reason we did the episode on the Moonies is because somebody who the Moonies ripped off ended up assassinating Shinzo Abe, the former prime minister of Japan. And then we ended up talking about the Moonies.
Am I listening to this in the right language?
It's never the right language, Chelsea, for English is not pure.
Okay. Yeah, no, Moonies have come up. Did they get their own episode?
You guys go look and tell us. Anyhow, that's I'll incorporate comments that in the 48 open. Hours thing. Don't worry. Critics have described the group.
Also take a thumbs up.
Yes. Your guys' thumbs don't seem to work, by the way.
No.
Critics have described the group as cult-like. Lawyers have accused it of coercing devotees, known colloquially as Moonies, after its founder to donate large sums of money. The Unification Church has come under the spotlight in Japan after the 2022 assassination of the country's former leader, Shinzo Abe. The alleged assassin blamed the group for bankrupting his family and held a grievance against Abe for allegedly promoting it. The group is banned in parts of the world, including Singapore. In Japan, it has been ordered to dissolve. End of article, end of story, end of... I don't know why... It didn't end in a quote, so I just need to say end. It ends there.
Yeah,
I just love when people who are incredibly rich, incredibly influential, argue, oh, what? I didn't know that. How was I to know that? 60,000, this was just a friend.
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with that? Maybe they are just friends and they do give nice gifts. I mean, like to think of myself as a nice gift giver.
Is your defense not also giving her nice things and they don't mention that at all?
Maybe.
Like, it's a two-way street with friendships. A one-way street is bribery.
Yeah, but no, what if my friend is poor?
They still give you stuff.
Friendship?
Yes. Maybe that's what the poor first lady of South Korea was given. She didn't know. She's not political.
I would hope that she was giving friendship if I was giving nice gifts. Otherwise, that's pretty hurtful. Otherwise, she should be sued for bribery, I would think.
If anything, she was taking advantage of the Moonies. I agree.
Exactly. Did I just argue on the wrong side?
I don't know. It's really confusing with these Korean names.
I know.
Anyhow, you guys got 48 hours. Re-listen as many times as you need to figure out who's who in this story.
Yeah, probably because, listen to the Moonies one, too.
Yes, and then re-listen to the Moonies ones, and then come back and make sure we did a good job. Anyhow, bye.
Bye.